We have an update now on a tiny creature far from home, a green-breasted mango hummingbird. The green-breasted mango is native to Central America and Mexico, but somehow flapped its way some 2,000 miles to Beloit, Wisconsin, and the backyard of Joan Salzberg. I talked with her last month.
Well, it's about twice the size of a ruby-throated. That's all we have up here.
Mm-hmm.
And the juvenile had a mottled breast, and it had some russet down the side of it. But the most distinctive feature is the curved bill.
Joan Salzberg was worried about what would happen to that green-breasted mango once cold weather set in. Well, the hummingbird has a new home now at the Brookfield Zoo outside Chicago. That's where Ann Euler is associate curator of birds. And Ms. Euler, how is that mango doing?
The mango's doing great so far. We're keeping a very close eye on him and monitoring him through his 30-day quarantine period.
And he's eating well. Can you tell us he's gaining weight?
We don't know if he's gained weight. He's only been here since Saturday. He came in weighing 8 grams. We'll probably only weigh him once or twice through quarantine, but we really monitor his nectar consumption. We also have a video camera on him so we can watch outside the room without going in there and bothering him.
And what's he been doing?
So far, he's flying a lot. He's all over the place, really going after fruit flies, and then going back and forth to the nectar feeder. There's some vocalizing, and we expect him to do more as he gets more comfortable, too.
Now, this hummingbird was captured, taken to a rehab center, and then brought to you there at the zoo. And I gather this has been very controversial in the birding world, people saying that you have no right to take a bird that's healthy, not sick, not injured, and take him out of the wild and put him in a zoo.
Sure. There are different philosophies about having animals in the zoo. We are more on the standpoint that if they can't survive in the wild, there is a need for them to be animal ambassadors, where they can tell the story of other endangered species in the wild. So we felt in this case that the mango, he wouldn't survive in Wisconsin, obviously, and that he wasn't a good candidate to be released. So we felt that it would be appropriate to have him in a zoo.
Have you given any thought to taking this green-breasted mango down to Mexico or Central America and put it back in the wild?
We did consult with some other institutions that have done more rehabilitation work with hummingbirds, and they didn't feel that it was appropriate because this bird already has shown some problems with his navigation issues. For some reason, he got very off course once, and there's no saying that it wouldn't happen again.
Hmm. He just wants to be in Wisconsin. Or Chicago.
Someplace warmer.
When this green-breasted mango is taken out of quarantine, where will he be living at the zoo?
He'll be in our free flight aviary exhibit. It's a large multi-species exhibit. We've got ducks, passerines, the small perching birds, and we have another hummingbird in there already. Hopefully he'll be there for a long time.
Well, Ann Euler, it's good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ann Euler is associate curator of birds at the Brookfield Zoo outside Chicago, which is now home to that wayward green-breasted mango hummingbird. They don't usually name birds at the zoo, but they might name this one.
He's just mango to me right now.
He's mango to you.
Yeah.